goddamn genius.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me and my brother, we went and got ourselves some work on a ranch up near Warland.
Until I was 19.
Then he got married, and no more room for me. And that's how come me end up here.
Keith?
What?
Man, that's more words than you spoke in the past 2 weeks.
Hell, that's the most I've spoken in a year.
The Don and Mike Show.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to show you the different ways that the one particular news outlet has covered the passing of Heath Ledger.
All right.
Before we get to these tapes at this TV station, and more of your calls here about your favorite dead celebrities, I just have to call out Tom Curine, Burger Jeff. I'm on this kick again with the weather.
What did he do now?
I watched him this morning. I happened to watch the Today Show from about 7:30 till about 9 o'clock. It was on. And I don't know why I feel the need, like a lot of people do, to set some sort of just in case to say, I was watching the Today Show, but I was doing other things.
Yeah.
You know, why is it when you say, I was watching TV, why is it you get that same feeling like you don't want to say, you know, hey, I went to eat at McDonald's today.
Right.
Why is it that people say, I stopped at McDonald's today, but, you know, only because I was running late. You
right.
know,
right.
blah, 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 blah. Well, listen, I don't care. I watch TV all the time. So I'm watching TV.
I happen to be in the car and I turn on the Don and Mike Show.
Exactly. Yeah, watching the Today Show, and they're doing the local weather cutaways. And I love it because I'm waiting for the guy at Channel 4 not to hit the button.
So you hear Al Roker behind the scenes.
Exactly. Al Roker is on. Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this, but here in the D.C. metro area, they're expecting something tomorrow. Yes. In the weather breaks between 7:30 and 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. I wrote them down.
Good.
In the first one, Tom Curine said, well, tomorrow we may have some flurries, no more than a dusting.
Right.
Okay. 7:25. 7:55, snow squalls tomorrow. Uh-huh. Nothing to worry about. 60% chance of some sort of precipitation. 8:05.
He's a conjurer.
8:05. He's back to just a dusting. Mm-hmm. Just a dusting. Nothing to worry about. 60%.
Right.
8:25. His words. We could have blizzard conditions briefly tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
With snows of up to 1 to 2 inches an hour, but it's moving fast.
Yeah.
Then at the next report at 8:55, he says, snow squalls tomorrow. Now, I wrote this stuff down because I'm stupid like
this.
No,
this is a good thing.
Somebody should.
I'm glad you did this.
The guy on Channel 4 said, in different forecasts, and I guess this is how you cover your ass.
Yeah. Right.
Tomorrow we're going to get flurries. Then he said we're going to get a dusting. Then he said we're going to get snow squalls. Then he just said we're going to get some type of precipitation. Then he just threw in there blizzard conditions briefly.
At any time did he say Tom Brady's been seen with another woman?
He did not.
He didn't say that at all. Well, here's the deal. I was watching the news last night, and what they said was when we come back, we're going to have a bit of a snow event to talk about. And when they come back from the commercials, what they said was a 30% chance.
Well,
now, how can it be an event if it's a 30% chance?
I'm telling you that according to Burger Jeff, and that was his name when he was a disc jockey when
right.
I knew him years ago, according to him, it's either going to be blizzard conditions or it's going to be nothing.
And didn't Doug Hill, the local TV weatherman here in Washington, D.C., didn't he tell us at one point that, frankly, outside of 24 hours,
no idea.
They have no earthly idea
not
what
really.
It's going to do.
Yeah, especially here.
All right, so from NBC, just to show you how they covered
and even
it,
inside of 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Also within the Today Show, or whatever show this was that we had on MSNBC or whatever, here are some different ways they covered the Heath Ledger thing. Same network, same deal. Here,
same frenzy.
Here, when they showed some decorum, mm-hmm. here it is dry. They just ran the thing with no music.
And Hollywood star Heath Ledger has been found dead at his Manhattan apartment.
The 28-year-old's death is possibly drug-related.
He was about 20, I guess, when he made 10 things.
All right, so then here it is now. The next time they do it with some Brokeback Mountain music in the background.
Sure.
Same report.
And Hollywood star Heath Ledger has been found dead at his Manhattan apartment.
The 28-year-old's death is possibly drug-related.
He was about 20, I guess, when he made 10 Things I Hate About You.
And then the third time that they run the story.
Even more hype.
It's later in the news, and the music is a bit more upbeat.
And Hollywood star Heath Ledger has been found dead at his Manhattan apartment.
The 28-year-old's death is possibly drug-related.
He was about 20, I guess, when he...
Wow.
So you get us like when you first get up in the morning.
It's dry. Then they find the Brokeback Mountain
and
music.
And then by the time you're moving on, it's like, bow, 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 bow.
Right.
And Rob, I believe you're going to stump Buzz here. You're going to stump the stoop. Mike?
Incredible!
I think you better get out. Hail to the Redskins, Rob. I think you better get it out right now. Get out our copy of Hail to the Washington Redskins.
Oh, they made the move?
Oh, yeah. You got it? So I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. When you have a franchise that's right on the edge of maybe doing something great, and you're going to replace Joe Gibbs, who we either thought at different times during the year should either be hired or fired.
Right.
But still, he's a legend. When you replace a legend.
Understand they went to a very... very interesting archaeological site to get this coach.
Yeah.
They got us a real fossil.
Jim Fossil.
Fossil.
Well, all I can say is, where do I re-up my season tickets?
Of course.
This, to me...
Excited?
...is the difference maker.
My God. What, was Orville Redenbacher still dead?
So the formal announcement has been made?
Yes.
Jim Fossil will be the new coach
now. Here's what's
of
funny.
The Washington Redskins.
Here's what's funny. What's funny is that it's the way Snyder runs this team. Dan Snyder, little Dan Snyder.
Hey, Donnie.
He cannot. He just cannot do it the right way. You know this guy, Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, he was the heir apparent. That was the guy that they were saying, you know, had two interviews, looked like he was going to get the job.
Four interviews.
Well, two interviews recently, right?
Four interviews at the owner's house. Now, keep in mind, he's been the defensive coordinator for the Redskins for like 2.5 years. Wow. He has a clause in his contract that says, if you don't get the job when Gibbs leaves, we give you $1 million. So they don't want to hire this guy.
And he's not going to stick around and be defensive coordinator either.
I can't imagine. And they've got a million choices.
I heard they were going to bring the coordinator in from the Ravens.
To choose from. Oh, yeah, Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big fat guy.
Right.
Okay, you know, there's a guy with some personality. Brian Billick is out there. Mm-hmm. Denny Green is out there. There's a million choices out there. Jim Fossil?
Oh, he did a great job with the Giants.
Jim Fossil? Please, yuck, Christ's sake.
Keep this tape alive because you are going to eat your words.
Well, I won't be around, so I don't care. But that is, well, go ahead. You can play it when I'm gone.
Not accountable.
This is a bass-ackwards hire. You know
this hire came out of left field. I was very surprised that they were even interviewing
this
guy.
Here's all this means. It means that Jim Fossil has bent over and has said, Dan Snyder, I'm the puppet. Go ahead.
It kind of looks like that.
Mike, it is like that. It's 100%
like that. You wonder why all of a sudden this guy's name came up, and then obviously he said the right things with his first interview.
Well, Mr. Snyder.
Got him the second interview.
Mr. Snyder, I don't need Vaseline. You want to pull the strings from the stands?
I've always found that coaching is like this, Mr. Snyder. I go there, I work my ass off, but really any of the major decisions I'd like to be made by you and Vinny Serrato. Because the track record speaks for itself.
And I want you to know something. You see this phone right here? Anytime during the game, you want to call me with adjustments, I'm here for you.
As a matter of fact, I'd really personally like to have you down on the field. Are you still afraid of the players? Are you still afraid to come down from your owner's box?
What a suck-ass hire.
It is kind of a It's certainly, you know, even Snyder had the sexy hires occasionally. You know what I mean? He had the Joe Gibbs. Yeah, he had the Marty Schottenheimers.
He could have made a smart one now. I mean, he could.
Well, it was time for a smart one.
He could have made one that was sexy and smart. Instead, he just made a dumb, stupid. And it's just because he wants to be in charge.
You mentioned Brian Billick and Denny Green. Do you think that that both of those would have been smarter hires?
Than Jim Fossil? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could. Oh, you could.
But he kept a lid on it pretty well too. I mean, everybody knew this yesterday that they were going to hire this.
Well, because you know Snyder, he can't keep it in his pants.
Exactly.
I flew Jim Fossil in. I flew him in on my plane. I'm a rich guy. Guess what? I get to run the team again. Gibbs doesn't tell me what to do. I'm going to call the plays. I'm Dan Snyder. I got Jim Fossil. Guess what? He's my man.
Don, we need to get back to the playoffs. We need to get back there. We need to get back. We need to get back to the playoffs, and we need to get deeper in the playoffs.
Mr. Snyder, with you tickling my prostate, I know the Redskins have a very good chance of once again going 8-8. That's what we're looking for.
Can you picture Snyder?
Fill up those yellow seats.
He's sitting there at his desk, and he's saying to himself, "All right, I really want to. Who can I get that's just not going to have a strong personality? Who can I get?
Who can I get that looks the most like Beavis?"
Here's the thing. The only other choice, seriously, that would have been a bad is if he had said Michael Hughes is the new coach of the Washington Redskins.
Anything you say, Dan. Anything you say.
He'd be good in that position, too, wouldn't he?
Anything you say.
Well, you want the third string? Yes!
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Sew another patch on the jersey? Absolutely.
And did Joe Gibbs, did I hear that Joe Gibbs had a little input in this at all? I mean, did he have, because he was hanging around Redskins Bar.
And
then yesterday he blew out of town and went down to the NASCAR thing.
That's part of it, too, that old, I love God and I love you and I love me and we're a happy family.
He stuck around as part of the transition process.
Stabbed all the old guys in the back. Then he went down to Charlotte to his track.
Wow. Yeah. All the guys he hired, they're
all
gone. All
those old fossils, all those Jurassic coaches, they're going to be gone.
Yeah, Jim Fossil's going to bring his own staff in. So sure. it's going to be starting over again.
His own staff of coaches with short shorts and black hard shoes.
Right. But you like the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's out of here. I mean,
you like the guy from Baltimore who they say he's probably going to bring
Rex
in.
Ryan?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, Mike, what do I know? I'm a stupid fan. I don't know.
You feel very strongly about this decision.
Well, Fossil sucks. Please.
I think he's got a great track record.
What's his great track record?
He's lost everywhere he's gone. Hey, but he's a quarterback. He's a quarterback guy.
Are you going to buy that?
He's a quarterback
guy.
He's going to take Jason Campbell and turn him into the next superstar.
He's going to be the latest coach to ruin that poor kid. That kid's going to have like 8 coaches in 5 years.
All happens
Jesus
on his
Christ.
Watch.
Why don't they just break Jason Campbell's arm? Why don't they just call him in the office today and do like they did in a casino? Just break her in the cooler. Just break his arm and say, here you go.
Here you go, Shelley.
Your career is screwed.
Well, another great decision and more satisfaction for the Redskins fans.
We've got a little breaking news coming into the Fox 5 newsroom. According to the Associated Press, the questions are now over. Joe Gibbs apparently is re-signing with the Redskins.
Resigning,
with the Redskins. Sorry about that.
Homo.
You didn't get that one wrong, Wilma.
Jim Fossil. Jim Fossil.
I think, though, you're going to get back to the era.
What, was Scott Linehan not available? Isn't there a Harbaugh out there that you could throw this job at?
You're going to get back into the era of stimulating press conferences.
Christ. Yes. Mike Singletary is out there. You don't hire Mike goddamn Singletary as your coach. Even bringing that creep Jim Mora Jr., you don't hire him.
What about our friend Russ Grimm?
Yes, absolutely.
What happened to RG?
You know what happened to Russ Grimm? Probably everybody else would say, hey, listen, I don't want to run this team with Dan Snyder's hand on my rear end.
Uh-huh. Yeah, probably.
I don't want to be the latest puppet.
And you know, who was the guy that was the heir apparent? What was his name, our defensive coordinator?
His name is Greg somebody.
Greg Williams?
Greg Williams.
Greg Williams, he had great hair. Great hair.
Well, it's out
even
of
though he
now.
Looked a little, you know, it looked a little kid touchy on the sidelines. It, you know.
Plus,
was great hair.
That poor effer, he was brought here from Buffalo. They said, listen, here's the deal. As soon as Gibbs dies or quits, the job is yours.
Right.
Great. So then, hey, guess what? Gibbs quits. And then he gets his balls busted. Snyder brings him to his house. And this is the way Dan Snyder operates. All these other NFL guys, all these other owners, from what I read, And then to fly a coach in, they take him out to dinner or something.
Right.
They tour the facility. Dan Snyder's brought these guys to his home.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it might not have been the sexy move, Don, but I think it was the smart move.
What's that? So you walk in. Hi, this is the grand room.
And, would you like to come down and see my billiards room?
And then let me see. James will take your hats.
Cheese puff? Cheese puff?
And, of course, only the finest Cuber cigars.
Excuse me, Maria, would you get us some more cheese puffs, please?
I only had one question for you. How do you feel about the Rocket Screen Pass? I'm not really sure what it is, but Joe kept talking about it so much. You know, I want to call play. People don't understand me, Jim. I want to make money first. Then I want to win second. Is that all right with you, Coach Fossil?
Even a coach of Joe Gibbs' stature really broke the prime directive if you're going to be part of the Redskins family. And that prime directive, I should tell you, is listen to me. Me. It is my team. I will make the big decisions.
Right. Now, Marie. Hello, Marie. Get me Marie. Hello, Marie. It's Dan Snyder. Listen, right now at all Redskins stores, Coach Gibbs, the savior, those shirts, 75% off.
Good.
This weekend.
And reprint the yearbook, please. Thank you.
I want the name Gibbs out.
I want his name stricken. He didn't do what he said he was going to do. He made promises he could not keep.
I've got a man now named Jim Fossil. He's a wonderful man. He's going to be a great coach. What are you doing down there, Jim? What? Just keep sucking.
Very good.
Just keep sucking, and I'll tell you when you can come up for air.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce our new coach, Jim Fossil. I knew he was the right man for the job when he said to me that the recent lack of success on the part of the Redskins is not a result of anything but bad luck. Thank you.
Well, just say I'm grateful to Mr. Snyder. I'm going to be running the sodomy offense. I'm here to say that I know this is an extremely disappointing day for all Redskins fans.
I want you to know that as far as Dan's hand can go into my anal cavity will be as far as this team can go into the playoffs.
I remember when the New York Giants introduced me as their head coach, and it was the same incredible level of disappointment around the New York metropolitan area as there is in the D.C. area today, and I want to let all you know that I will do my very best to live up to those expectations.
Unlike Steve Spurrier and Joe Gibbs, who dared to say, Dan, don't put your hand there.
Right.
Not to mention Marty Schottenheimer.
My nickname, I love this man, Mr. Snyder. He's already given me a nickname. He calls me J.L., Jiffy Lube, because I'm here to tell you, if he says it, I am going to pass it down the line.
Absolutely. You might have remembered a while back there was a comedian, Waylon Flowers, and he had a puppet known as Madam. Well, Mr. Snyder is Waylon Flowers, and I will be his Madam for years to come.
I'll accept one question. The question, in case you didn't hear the question, was what is the first thing that you were looking to do with the Redskins? That is an outstanding question. I want to thank you. The first thing we're looking to do, see if we can get the parking spaces up to $50 each. That's my first goal as your coach of the Washington Redskins. Right now, don't you realize we got 20,000 cars out there. We're only charging them $35 each.
I will be working with Mr. Snyder to create a new line of throwback jerseys that we can market to the fans for 70% over retail.
And the very good news is that, as you know, my mother is in ill health, and hopefully, God willing, she will pass away during the season, and we'll be able to put her name on a patch, on a memorial patch.
That'd be nice.
For the Washington Redskins to sell in all the Redskins stores.
For some of you who have speculated that this is an interim coaching hire while we wait for Bill Cowher to finish his contract at the network, you are absolutely right. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Glad to be here today.
Closing, I would just like to say, Dan, please cut your fingernails.
Because
you're making me bleed.
Those tiny little hands. Those tiny little hands, they might fit in every orifice, but I'll tell you, it's very frustrating.
It is great to be a Redskin.
All right, well, now, if you have any questions, I'm going to take Mr. Snyder out of my here pocket and put him up on the podium. Where can you all see him? Can you see him in the back?
I'm here. I think everybody knows the circumstances. I'm here. Heath Ledger could not accept the job, so I don't mind being Mr. Snyder's second choice.
We would like to introduce
Coach Ledger would have been great.
And we, you know, we're not going for names anymore. We're going for success. And, you know, you go for the big name, it doesn't always work. That's why we'd like to introduce our new defensive backs coach. Say hello to Mr. Kevin Federline. Okay, Fed? Big football fan. Number one fan. Not what I would describe as the sexiest hire in the world.
No.
Not even close. But then again, you know, a few years back, didn't we get the sexy of sexy hires?
Yeah, but when is the guy going to listen?
Maybe this guy. Maybe this is Fossil's opportunity. Maybe this is Jim Fossil's chance to get in there and right the wrongs.
No, you know, you know what those guys say. There's one of only 32 jobs in the entire world, and Jim Fossil looks at himself in the mirror and says, "How much ass can one man kiss?"
Right.
He said, "Well, I'm ready to dive in. Brown nose hell, make me a brown face." That's how committed I am to you, Mr. Snyder.
Don, the popular sentiment is that the Redskins don't have a coaching problem. They have an ownership problem.
We don't have any problem. I just want to tell you, the first thing Mr. Snyder said to me, and I'm so excited that this weekend at the Redskins store, the game-worn jerseys will be 50% off only at the Hall of Fame store this weekend.
Now, I know you got a lot of football questions, but before we do that, let me just make a very special announcement. We are changing the price this year on Dippin' Dots. Dippin' Dots are going to be raised to $39.95 for the medium size.
A lot of people ask me about what I know about the Redskins. I'll tell you what I know of Morgan, Mr. Snyder. Popeyes, the official chicken of the Washington Redskins. Kentucky Fried Chicken is the official. I get these mixed up now. The official fried chicken of the Washington Redskins.
Yes, there is a difference between the official fried chicken and the official chicken.
Also, I'd like to point out that Sirius Satellite Radio is the official satellite radio, the NFL, except here in Washington, XM, official satellite of the Washington Redskins.
Hello. Yes, this is Mr. Snyder. Oh, yes, Vinny. Wonderful idea. I'll make the announcement right now. We're here to announce that Purdue has just been named the official raw chicken of the Washington Redskins. For those of you who are not afraid of salmonella and wish to enjoy your chicken raw.
I understand. That's the way Mr. Snyder has been very successful here, is that he does something in the business we call double selling, where you get the rice for pizza, for chicken, whatever. He has a funny word for the fans. He called them, the little dirty people. The little dirty people. You can tell them this is the official pizza, and then you sell it to someone else. This man's a genius, Dan Snyder.
Right. The official Pizza Hut scoreboard brought to you by Domino's.
They've done it.
Oh, yeah.
I ask you not.
It's all real.
They've done it. Okay, great hire.
I'm glad that you're excited about it.
I'm thrilled, Mike. Makes me so sad football season is ending. I only wish it could start today with a great Jim Fossil.
I'm glad they did it before the Super Bowl, because now he can get right to work.
You know what I smell? I smell 3-13. That's a good smell.
Hey, this is a playoff team we're talking about.
And for God's sakes, don't cut Brunel! You got to hold on to Brunel! You never know!
Because in the NFL, it's not necessarily about the raw talent. It's about the ability a coach has to work with the quarterback. And blah, blah,
don't forget, Testaverde's still out there. How long until that guy in Carolina gets out of jail? Ray Caruth. Has anybody timed him?
I don't know. Lost track.
Is he staying in shape in the big house? Is he doing that?
Probably.
Very, very exciting potential here.
That was Snyder. All right, here's the first thing. I want you to go talk to Michael Vick. Listen, he'll go for a reduced rate right now, if you'll pardon the pun.
Sonny has indicated to me that with the proper amount of pass protection, if he could do a three-step drop, he can still throw the ball afar.
Sonny Jurgensen has to play from a wheelchair.
No, that's not true. I can do the three-step drop, Don.
Anyway, real excitement here in D.C. Well,
I think you are reflecting the sentiments of the fans here in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Way to go, Snyder. Way to go, you little prick. When we come back, something, we totally forgot about Heath Ledger.
We did.
And Johnny Depp and Tim Allen and all of our dead celebrities. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.